If you guys haven't read the New York Times treatment of the Denard Robinson incident, it's pretty funny. And with that, we read politely, an excerpt politely, from Karen Workman's piece in the New York Times. It's simply titled, or entitled, How Denard Robinson of the Jaguars Ended Up Fast Asleep in a Partly Submerged Car. Sully, this one's for you.
Please do tell. This got me in the headline.
When the police in Florida found Denard Robinson, an NFL running back for the Jaguars, asleep in his car on Sunday morning, the vehicle was in a strange place. It was partly submerged in a pond. A 911 call from a passerby alerted the police to an accident, said a police spokesperson. Robinson and his passenger, Marissa Staples, were found, quote, asleep slash passed out at about 4:30 in the morning in a Chevrolet Impala, according to the police report. Here comes a sip of tea. Murray, you can sing for a second.
Do you want me to read this, the next article? Do you want to alternate articles like we're in seventh grade reading the science textbook?
Like it's Passover, Sally, and we're reading different portions. Robinson, whose side of the car was partly underwater near an intersection, opened his eyes when an officer identified as Frank Camacho began knocking on the passenger side window and then, quote, went back to sleep, according to the report.
Hey, what's up?
What?
Go away for the love of God! Want more sleepy.
Denard's sleeping. Leave me alone.
Ms. Staples is said to have rolled down her window and asked, what's up? Wait, what? What's up? You're sinking. I explained that their vehicle was in a pond and they needed to exit the vehicle, according to the officer. Staples tried to roll the window back up, but the officer reached in, unlocked the door, and pulled Staples out of the car. The driver was passed out during this whole process, according to the report. Robinson later, as we pointed out on Twitter, said, I should not have been driving that late when I was that tired, but again, I'm just glad everybody was safe. Camacho wrote in his report that he was eventually able to wake up Denard, who thought he was still on the road and didn't want to get out of the car. Had to tell the driver multiple times that his vehicle was in a pond and he was sinking.
I'm in a pond.
So that he needed to hurry up and get out. Car was never in danger, or wasn't in danger at that time of sinking entirely, though. Hancock said it was touching the bottom of the retention pond. A few unsuccessful attempts to open his door. Denard exited the car through Marissa Staples' side. Second officer said, I got to check you out. And basically, they found out that he was not impaired and shouldn't be charged with DUI. Report noted that alcohol and drugs were not suspected, so nobody tested for anything. Again, no skid marks, blah, 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 blah. Robinson called somebody else to come pick him up, and he was not cited. Don't they often tell you that driving fatigued is just as bad as dot, 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 or driving tired is just as bad as dot, dot, dot?
Is that the story? He was just tired?
He fell asleep?
Sully, I mean, here's the thing. Asleep? There's no way to avoid if he was hammered. I mean, maybe if he was on some sort of drug, I imagine there's a way around that. But if he's hammered drunk, you can't avoid that.